BBC News. A former rebel commander in Liberia's bloody civil wars will go on trial in France today to face charges of crimes against humanity. Kanti Kamara led a faction of the rebel group Ulimo in northwest Liberia. He's accused of involvement in torture, killings, gang rape and looting in the 1990s. He denies the charges. Air France and the plane maker Airbus will face involuntary manslaughter charges at a court in Paris today in relation to a crash in the Atlantic Ocean 13 years ago. All 228 people on board the flight died when the plane nosedived into the water en route from Rio de Janeiro to Paris. Information from the plane's black boxes found the pilots had mishandled a temporary loss of data from iced-up sensors. Lucy Williamson is in Paris.
Investigators decided several years ago not to bring this case to trial, but the French Court of Appeal overruled them, saying Air France needed to answer questions over the training and information given to crews, and that Airbus had underestimated the seriousness of failures in the speed sensors fitted to the aircraft. Both companies deny any criminal responsibility.
Malaysia's parliament has been dissolved, paving the way for a general election that could end several years of political turmoil. The country has had three prime ministers since the last election in 2018. It's struggled with the fallout from one of the world's biggest financial scandals involving a Malaysian government fund. 2 months ago, the former prime minister Najib Razak was sent to prison for his part in the affair. A veteran politician in India, Mulayam Singh Yadav, has died aged 83. He served several times as the chief minister of India's most populous state, Uttar Pradesh, and was India's defence minister in the 1990s. A former wrestler, Mr. Yadav was known as an astute politician. BBC News.